Announcing from every hilltop, the gospel of Christ. Welcome to Abounding Grace. Take a moment now and join us as we unleash the riches of God's Word with Pastor Chris Gordon.
Jesus has come in John chapter 5 to the pool of Bethesda. And what we read there is that a certain man was there who had an infirmity for 38 years. Now, my friends, that's a long time to be sick. We said this yesterday. People didn't live long at that time. 38 years is most of his life. And most likely, he was completely lame with the sickness because he needed somebody to actually lift him up and put him in the pool. Now, Jesus has passed through these porches, five of them, probably, I'm picturing, through the sheep gate. Jesus is the good shepherd. John 4 has already shown us Jesus is the true water source. He gives living water. And here this man is hoping to just get in the pool. We've seen this in John. We've seen people searching for satisfaction in life and jumping from idol to idol to idol to idol, craving to craving, trying to be filled and never filled. And whatever circumstance, whatever it is, people have the same problem. Whether it's Nicodemus, whether it's the woman at the well, whether it's the man with the sick son, whether it's this man himself sick. Now here's the scene. It's a horrible place. The moaning, the smells, the flesh rotting, the diseases, it's all localized into one great pool area. We don't really know what this is like. I said yesterday, you know, in communities, we all have healthcare centers, and this is for people who can't control themselves anymore, and their minds are gone, and they need constant care. And the place is not a very enjoyable place to be. But that is nothing compared to this kind of situation where there's no hospital beds, there's no care. Regardless of age, there are people there with cancer, with sickness, with every kind of illness known to man under the sun. It's a horrible place. Death is just in the air. Now imagine our Christ. Jesus knows this man. I said that yesterday. Doesn't matter what you're going through, Jesus knows it all. And he knew this man. 38 years he had been carrying this infirmity. And here he is. He comes up and he asks the question, do you want to be made well? Jesus is drawing out something here, but it's interesting what happens. The man doesn't have faith. The man immediately raises his great problem. His problem is he can't get down to the pool. Everyone's getting in ahead of him. For 38 years, he says, I've bore this, and that is the answer to my sickness. That's how I'm going to be made well. No faith, has he? He has no idea who is standing over him. Jesus says to him, arise, take up your bed, and walk. And immediately the man was made well. He took up his bed, and he walked. No faith. What is Jesus doing? Two things. Jesus is healing this man purposely to confront Israel's legalism. The next thing you read, ready for this? And that day was the Sabbath, and you say, oh no. Did you mean to do that, Jesus, on the Sabbath? Do you know what you're going to have to face? He had just told this man to get up and carry his bed. And sure enough, the Jews are enraged. Now, this is all planned. This is all provoked. I want us to stop and think about this here for a minute. Think beyond the mere physical problem, which was important. There's no way to downplay the importance of physical deliverance, but there is something being shown to us here. The Jews, his own, will not receive him. And now where is he? He's at the temple. In fact, he's at the sheep gate, the water source. Jesus, in this very Gospel of John, is going to say something very clear to the Jews in John chapter 10. Most assuredly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who ever came before me are thieves and robbers. But the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The good shepherd, the great physician, the gate, has come to his sheep. And he's at a pool where they're waiting for the stirring of the water. And remember, he's the one who has the ability to give living water. If anyone comes to him, he will give them living water. He will give them drink for their soul. If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. I'm the door, I'm the water source. You hear him saying that to you today? I'm the access by which you have life, and I'm the source of your happiness. I'm the source of your fulfillment. I'm the source of your satisfaction. I give life, says Jesus. I'm the one who gives life to your mortal bodies by the Spirit. See, this is so important. Everyone is trying something else. So it's all starting to come together here. The gate and the water source is Christ. And he has come to this one who has had an infirmity for 38 years. That is a really important point. 38 years. It was the very period of Israel's bondage in the wilderness. The first 2 years they traveled to Sinai, and then it took them just a few weeks to get from Sinai to the border of Canaan. And when they wouldn't enter into the land, they went back for 38 years and wandered. You see, Christ is the door of the sheep. Christ is the water source. We'll come back to that thought in a minute.
At the time of the Protestant Reformation, there was a recovery of what they had believed had been so lost. Biblical expositional preaching of the Word of God. Here at the Linden United Reformed Church, we are committed to continue that wonderful tradition of preaching the whole counsel of God in the demonstration of the Spirit and power. We would love to have you as a part of our fellowship. The greatest need of our day is bold and unashamed proclamation of the truth. Join us at the Linden United Reformed Church to learn more of who we are and what we believe.
Christ is the door of the sheep, Christ is the water source, and everyone in John's gospel has been desperately trying to find life elsewhere. And Jesus is the only one that gives rest, he's the only one that gives Sabbath. Now what's going on here? Jesus is using this man to confront Israel under the law. This man has been in bondage 38 years, the very time of their wandering in which they died in the wilderness. Remember that? No one of that generation survived. Why? Because they would not enter. They would not believe. And you see, this is the problem John has shown us over and over already in the gospel. When we read of the blind and the lame and the paralyzed, all of these sicknesses, we have pictured us apart from Christ. No matter of remedies that we have can ever make us well. And over again, the Gospels are teaching us we can't heal ourselves, though we're trying everything. Now, the Jews looked at these sick people as bad sinners. What is the real problem? They can't see their own spiritual blindness. And how is that shown? How are they shown to be blind themselves? Well, here it is, my friends. And that day was the Sabbath. The Jews therefore said to him who was cured, "It is the Sabbath. It's not lawful for you to carry your bed." I just have to pause at that for a minute. You know, think of the hideousness. Think of the ugliness of this legalism. This man had been sick 38 years. You can't carry your bed. It's all they cared about. They care about him. They care about his soul. They care about his life. You can't break the law that way. The Jews, you see, had superimposed all of their man-made regulations upon the Sabbath. And in doing that, they prevented the people from seeing and entering into the one who gives Sabbath, who gives rest. Where is Christ on the Sabbath? He's among the sick. He's working to help the helpless. In fact, in verse 17, he openly tells them, "My Father and I have been working on the Sabbath." You want to know what that looks like? Here it is. It's a day given for me to free sinners, says Christ, from their bondage so that they can have rest in me, that they can be helped to me. I am the one that gives life. I am the water source that flows out of their hearts. You see, the Jews had thought the Sabbath was designed merely for a physical rest, nap day. So you couldn't even walk 1,000 yards without breaking it. They became statues of their own idolatry. They couldn't move. And yet the Lord is walking among the helpless. The Lord is saying it's a day of rest for sinners to be helped to me, who is the gate of the sheep. I am the gate. I'm in the house of mercy. I am that house showing sinners how they can have living water. See, that's what the Sabbath is designed for. The Sabbath was made for man and not man for the Sabbath, to give an opportunity for sinners to foretaste the eternal rest that is to come, to help them to enjoy me, says Christ, my water, my life, to satisfy their souls. The Sabbath was given to provide an opportunity for man to help others to enter that rest. It was given for you to rest in Christ, to enjoy Christ, to delight in him, his works, his salvation. See how dangerous legalism is. All they were concerned about, after 38 years of this man's bondage, that he would actually walk and carry his mat on the Sabbath. They had not come to Christ. They had not entered into Christ himself. Listen, I know today the Sabbath is completely thrown out, and we have people teaching that it's only on Saturday, and they get very legalistic about this. Listen, the New Testament pattern was that Christ and his disciples and apostles practiced and honored the Lord's Day, the Sabbath, on the first day of the week. Because of the resurrection, it's the 1 in 7 principle. That's what Genesis teaches us. That's not really the emphasis here, though. Sabbath means nothing, all your observance of it, if you have not entered into Christ apart from your law keeping. You need to understand this. Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. You see it, right? Because they had no care for the souls of those, the Jews, who are suffering in their sin. All they cared about was beating people over the head about their version of law breaking. It's how you know people are steeped in legalism. All they want to do is fight over their interpretation of the law and what they have superimposed upon the law. And that is their great purpose in life. They're Pharisees, they're Jews. This is exactly the worst kind of legalism, that exalts the traditions and commandments of men over the worship, the proper worship and obedience to God. This is the very thing Christ would condemn the Jews for. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, for you neither go in yourselves, nor do you allow those who are entering to go in. They beat people, and this goes on today. You have sex, and they emphasize one thing. They have one thing they're going to beat everyone over the head with. They're 1 to 2 issue people. That's all they talk about. And because you don't agree with it, because you're not a King James KJV only, because you don't honor the Saturday Sabbath, that's it. Beat them over the head, and they keep people from preventing and entering the kingdom. Jesus had this passage in mind. See how dangerous legalism is, my friends. Come to Christ. He's the end of the law for righteousness to all who believe. Abounding Grace Radio is brought to you by the United Reformed Church here in Hungary. We are a church where the Bible is sincerely believed and faithfully taught. As always, we give you an invite to join us for worship at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. are the worship service times. We are close to the border, so join us sometime. We'd love to get to know you so that you may get to know us, who we are, and what we believe. May the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ continue to richly bless you.